Hey, we are so glad you're with us tonight at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show, as we continue to take you through the fastest 2 hours in radio. I am your host, Elissa Walker-Campbell. Absolutely love hearing from you. Join us at Twitter, at E Radio Sports, as we continue to go one-on-one with Bob Berry Jr. from News Channel 4 in Oklahoma City, as we're talking about the Thunder. And just out of curiosity, I mean, what do you think about Reggie Jackson and the quick acclamation that he is making with the Detroit Pistons?
Well, he's a great player. I mean, he really is. His issue is he's a young, good player, meaning he still has to reach that level of consistency. And he saved the Memphis series a year ago for the Thunder when Westbrook was out, and he scored 32 points in a starting role one game and basically won that game single-handedly on the road at the FedEx Forum, the Grindhouse. So he can do it, and, you know, we'll see. Now, you know, I would say, and I don't think I'm speaking out of turn when I speak about Reggie, but he kind of considers himself to be a James Harden-like. I need to go to another team. I can start, I can become an all-star, I can become a 20, 25-point-a-night guy. And maybe that will happen. I happen to think James Harden's a little bit better, if not a lot better, because he's an MVP candidate this year. But that's how Reggie thinks of himself. And again, I'm not going to disparage anybody who thinks a lot of their abilities and wants to go prove it. So I had no problem when he said he wanted to be a starter for the Thunder or the NBA or somebody and wanted to be moved. Now he's got his chance. We'll see how he gets along with Stan Van Gundy and those guys in Detroit. He's off to a good start. He had almost a triple-double the other night, I noticed, in a game. I think it was against Perk in Cleveland when he had 22 points, 9 rebounds, 8 assists. So Reggie's explosive. He's getting his opportunity now. Good luck to him. But the Thunder has definitely improved by his deletion from their roster.
Okay, just out of curiosity, too, with these improvements, these additions, I mean, do you see these players, do you envision them being a part of the system for several years? Because the Thunder, the team, the organization, I mean, they do value continuity. They want it.
They do, and they've got youth again. Cantor's young, Singler's young, Augustine's still young. I mean, he's been in the league several years, but he's kind of bounced around, so he's still a fairly young player. Look at this, Elissa. A year ago at this time, the Thunder, and I'm just trying to do this from memory, but the Thunder had 39-year-old Derek Fisher, 34-year-old Caron Butler, 33-year-old Nick Collison, 30-year-old Thabo Sefolosha, 30-year-old Kendrick Perkins. So all these 30-somethings. A year later, you got one. You got Collison. That's it. And then they go pick up Steve Novak, who's 31 and really probably not going to play a lot, but I bet he provides some leadership in the locker room. So they've become young again, and that was the special thing about this team when you were around them too a few years ago, was everybody's talking about how successful they were and yet how young they were. And look out, right. This is going to be something that's going to happen for a while. Well, now look what's happened. They've basically turned back the clock again a second time and yet gotten a lot better and younger at the same time. That's where the power of Presti comes in, I think.
Okay, so talk to us. Give us an update on Kevin Durant, what he's missed over, 30 games so far this season. He's always been, when you look at his career, he's been a very durable player. And we've been discussing this on tonight's show. We're going to be talking about this, just the injury crisis in the NBA and perhaps what should be done. Just give us an update on KD.
Well, you know, I've got to think the franchise is doing it the right way by talking about this latest issue. Kevin was limping around pretty good at the end of games. I mean, noticeably, he wasn't hiding it, was immediately going to the bench and taking off his shoe and rubbing on the outside of that right foot. So as it was explained to us, he literally had a screw put in the outside of his right foot to repair this Jones fracture that he suffered in the preseason, and the screw had a head on it. It basically was too big and causing discomfort on the interior of the foot. So they went in, took that screw out, put another less invasive screw in without a head on it, and they're waiting for the incision to heal, and they say Kevin will be fine. But I think the advantage by the moves the team has made, Alyssa, and this is just my opinion, they've helped themselves now to where there's not so much pressure as there was before to get Kevin back into the lineup. Of course you want him. I'm not suggesting otherwise. But there for a while we were going, Kevin Durant needs to be out there if he has one arm and one leg, or they're not going to make the playoffs. Well, now you're getting this production off this whole new slew of guys they brought in, and Russell Westbrook's playing out of his mind. And so you don't have to bring Kevin back too soon if he's not ready to go, if he limps around. So I think it's a real benefit for the Thunder where maybe they can wait an extra 2, 3, 4 games or bring him in and put him on a minutes restriction, you know, and get him out of there since they have so much depth. So I think it's kind of an advantage for the Thunder and lessen the pressure a little bit on KD.
What was your reaction to some of the national media saying that Kevin Durant, that perhaps he should pack it in for the remainder of the season, rest his foot, because he's got, at least another 10 years of a high-level playing?
Well, I mean, you know, the people that were saying that, A, they're looking for shock value, and B, They don't know Kevin Durant. Kevin Durant's been pounding on these medical people. I want to play. I'm ready to go now. Even when he's been limping. You know how he is. Yeah. And you know more so than anybody. You were closer to him than a lot of us. So he wants to play. He's a gym rat. And Russell Westbrook's a gym rat. They're going to be there, you know, waiting when the doors are padlocked. Hey, unlock this thing. Let us in, even if it's snowing outside. So they have to kind of tell him to tap the brakes and no, just sit for a while. And Kevin's been forced to accept that this year, like you said, for more than 30 games now, and it's been difficult on him. So actually, probably the concern I might have more than physical for Kevin is his mental approach, because again, he has not played with any of these newcomers yet.
Mm-hmm. Okay, we're up against the clock. Bob Berry Jr. with News Channel 4, the Oklahoma City Thunder, giving us an update. We sincerely appreciate your time. You stay warm on this Friday night. Thank you so much, Bobby.
Thanks, Lee. Great talking to you.
Absolutely. Much more straight ahead tonight at YSR, the Big E Sports Show. Stay close.